We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 1 o'clock, it'll be Maggie Gray and Bart Scott coming your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, you know where, only at ShopRite. A very interesting week two in the NFL season. We'll get to the two big quarterbacks who got hurt yesterday. We'll get into all of that. Some crazy finishes as well. Some interesting stuff with two-point conversions and missed kicks and stuff like that yesterday in the NFL. We'll get to all the baseball. Doesn't look good for the Mets. The Yankees, even though they lost two out of three, still right there tied for the best record in the American League. But, bro, we'll start with the Giants. And, you know, what can you say? I mean, this game looked a lot like last week against Dallas. The Giants come out like a house on fire, go right down the field for a touchdown. Saquon looks like the all-world back that he is. Nice 27-yard touchdown run. Giants are up 7-0, and then the game started.
Yeah, you're right.
That's pretty much what happened.
There are moments in a game. We were both saying this off air, and we'll talk Mets later, how we both watched the Met game last night knowing they were going to lose.
Never for a second did I think they were winning that game.
And there was a moment early in this Giant game yesterday in which I knew they were going to lose, where it was just, I know where this game is going. And it was kind of a, maybe an innocuous moment. It was when Buffalo had the football on their second drive. And as you pointed out, opening drive, Saquon Barkley's Barry Sanders.
Oh, my God.
You can't stop him.
Unstoppable.
And then the defense forces a three and out in which I thought they actually got a bad break because it looked like Josh Allen fumbled the football, but they can't review forward progress. Can't do it. So, not allowed.
So ridiculous.
And even though the Giants failed when they got the football back, they had a penalty on 3rd and 1 or 3rd and 5 that pushed it back. Here's where it was. 3rd down, chance to get off the field, crowd's loud, and Cole Beasley over the middle is wide open, and they convert on that 3rd down. And from there, from that moment, the Giant defense did nothing because on the next play, Isaiah McKenzie, there's nobody within 20 feet of him. And that's kind of been the story of the Giant defense. You could talk about the lack of pass rush, even though they did get to Allen three times.
They had like 3 sacks in the game.
They did. I don't think the pass rush was consistent.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
But they had their
certainly
moments.
Certainly, Janoris Jenkins wasn't happy about it. I'll tell you that.
And we'll get to that. But how about the amount of breakdowns we've seen on defense that has led to just wide-open receivers where there is nobody even near him? And that happened with McKenzie. There was nobody near him.
Yep.
And a lot of it is youth. DeAndre Baker is showing that he's a rookie. He's making it very obvious. A lot of it is communication. But you know what a lot of it is? A lot of it's coaching. And James Betcher is the defensive coordinator, and all we've heard about is his system, his system this, his system that. Here's what I know about his system. It ain't very good, and it's not working. So sure, it's a lack of talent, no question. Sure, it's youth and inexperience. But I also think a lot of it's coaching, because after that 3rd down conversion, Joe, it was easy for the Bills.
It was.
They did whatever the hell they wanted.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a moment in the game when I thought the Giants were actually going to at least make it a close game going to the right to the end. They're down 21-7. Then they have that huge drive to early in the fourth quarter where they go about, whatever it was, 75 yards. They go down the field. Eli hits Jones for that touchdown. Now it's a 21-14 game. You're like, uh-oh, Giants are in the game now.
Yeah.
They got a shot.
Yeah.
And then they let the Bills basically walk down the field. And then one of the and there was a couple of just ridiculous penalties as the officials, as they always do, rear their ugly head on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And this call on, who was it, Dexter Lawrence, which negated a field goal and set up a Buffalo touchdown.
Mm.
Bro, what was that call?
It was unexplainable.
Explain that call to me.
I tried.
What, a personal foul? What did he do? Push the center out of the way?
I don't even
I mean, what did he do? Joe, that's a personal foul penalty.
I don't think he even did it.
What?
You know how you say there are too many rules in the NFL?
Oh, my, there is, man.
That's an example.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Right.
A hold is a hold. We may not like it, but a hold is a hold.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, no.
What the hell is this?
What is it?
And don't give me, because you know what they hide behind? They hide behind, hey, we're just protecting the players.
Yep.
We're just protecting them.
That's all nonsense.
Give me a break.
You're protecting nothing.
And look, I think most Giant fans would say, yeah, we won't win in the game anyway. And we're probably not.
They probably weren't.
And they're probably not.
Probably not.
But
still, a 10-point game is a little different than a 14-point
game.
No
doubt. And you cut a little bit of time out,
right,
too.
Right. How much? Right. That's exactly right.
So
exactly right.
I did not understand that call. That's the definition of something you say, rightfully so, hey, there's too many rules in the NFL.
There's no question.
Because where the heck did that rule come from?
I never even heard of it. Personal foul. And you see the replay. What the hell did Dexter Lawrence do? What did he do that was so bad? I mean, all I saw, he didn't even, like, lift the center up and slam him or something. He basically just pushed him out of the way, and they throw a 15-yard penalty on it. Not that it was 15-yard, but gave him the first down, and they scored a touchdown.
It's funny. It turns out to only be a 1-yard penalty.
But what are you doing?
It's an automatic first down. And you knew from the Giant 2-yard line they were just going to hand the football over to Frank Gore, and he was going to get in the end zone.
No doubt.
And that's what he did. And then, look, the Giant offense fluttered. I mean, they couldn't convert on fourth down when Eli's throwing a nobody.
Yep.
How many times did Eli Manning have his football tipped yesterday?
Yeah.
How many
times? Well, we saw it last week with Buffalo against the Jets, too. How many passes did they knock down on Sam last week? And they did it to this game, too, including a huge interception by Ed Olive, by the way.
And I go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's bad enough, okay, as a Jet fan, that I got to watch Demario Davis now look like he's Ray Lewis out there for the Saints, okay? It's bad enough that I got to see that, okay? Like the team leader of the defense there. And that's another, talking about a hose job. They got a hose, too. But and they probably wouldn't have won anyway. But nevertheless.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that brutal call as well.
Yeah.
But I got to see Ed Oliver, who looks like a Pro Bowler 2 games into it. Now, he played the Jets and the Giants. Let's not get too nuts. But looks like this is the guy the Jets were looking to take. And Keenan Williams, of course, he lasts like 10 plays, and he's hurt now.
Well,
he's not playing tonight.
In fairness, you didn't want Ed Oliver.
I didn't.
So.
But you know what? I'm not the guy making the decision.
No, you're right. You're right. That's what I always say about bad calls that maybe we agreed with at the time.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're not the GM. Oh. Who cares if I wanted Kevin Garnett? Right. I wasn't one
Ed
making
Oliver
the deal.
Ed Oliver in 2 games looks like a Pro Bowler. Keenan Williams is hurt already.
Yeah.
Well, what more do you need to say with the Jets?
And the Jets had more of that because Devin Smith.
Oh, my God.
Remember him, second-round pick, Ohio State.
Smith. You know, it's funny. You said that to me today, and I'm watching the highlights yesterday, you know, of the Cowboy game, and I'm not even thinking Devin Smith. Okay.
You know,
I don't even know if some rookie I never heard of.
I didn't
even put it together.
It's funny you say that. I was exactly the same way. I saw the highlight because, you know, I had all the TVs going. It's very tough to focus on a game outside of the one you're watching, but you have it on.
Right.
So I see Devin Smith. I'm like, the Jets had a guy named Devin Smith. That was my reaction.
Right.
And then finally I
didn't even think of that. My head wasn't even going there.
No, same guy. Same guy.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. But the Giant offensive line, which did a much better job last week.
That's like the first pass Devin Smith didn't drop in his career.
I know. Well, it was only his second touchdown of his career. What is a Jet, believe it
or
not.
The offensive line played pretty well, I thought, for the Giants yesterday. It weren't bad.
It was average.
Oh.
I thought it was. I don't think it was nearly as good as week one. There were a lot of tip balls.
Maybe Buffalo's defense is pretty damn good.
Look, you're right. And that is something
maybe
we always have
now,
to discuss.
Now, again, it's tough to say because Buffalo's played the Jets and the Giants. And they got the Bengals this week. So
you're right. When we talk, like tomorrow, when we talk Jets-Browns, we take it mostly from a Jet perspective. But you're right. The other team plays, too. And the other team may be pretty good.
Maybe.
And the Buffalo Bills deserve a lot of credit for what they were able to do over the last 2 weeks. With that said, I didn't think the Giant offensive line was great, and I think holes for Saquon Barkley disappeared.
They did.
Because the Buffalo Bills' game plan after that first drive was, we can't let this guy beat us.
Right, and let's let Eli beat us.
Let's let
That's
Eli
exactly
beat us.
What they did.
Eli was unable to beat him.
Yep.
Now, he has no receivers
now.
None. I mean, his best receiver is probably a guy in T.J. Jones who they just brought back days ago.
Latimer is in for the concussion. Didn't he go for the concussion protocol yesterday?
Yeah, they're completely banged up.
Right.
We know about the Golden Tate situation.
Yep.
And after
and Shepard, he's I guess maybe he'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, with the concussions, you never know.
Right.
But after an opening drive in which Saquon Barkley was Barry Sanders, Saquon was contained.
Yep.
And so the offense fluttered most of the day. And when you say they should go to Daniel Jones, or I say they should go to Daniel Jones, or Giant fans say they should go to Daniel Jones, it doesn't have to mean, oh, you're blaming Eli Manning.
No.
Eli Manning wasn't great yesterday.
Right.
I'm not blaming him, but I'll tell you this right now, and we've said this for months, when you draft a quarterback as high as you draft a quarterback and your season is going nowhere, let's be blunt, this season is going nowhere.
That's where it's going for the Giants, no doubt about it.
So when you're 100%. Going nowhere and you've got a quarterback that's 38 years old and now is a 500 quarterback.
Yep.
Now we can say it. For the first time since his rookie
and
season.
116 is his record.
That's what he is. I don't think it's ever too soon to go to Daniel Jones. This is not the old days where we were talking about Kyle LaLetta or whomever, David Carr.
Davis Webb.
This is a guy that was drafted in the first round. So I'll tell you this right now. I would be ready at any moment to go to Daniel Jones.
Hey,
Why the hell not?
I don't think they're going to do it yet, but the clock is certainly ticking. And I'll tell you right now, look. They got the next two games they play at Tampa and the Redskins. Those are games, they're not great teams. They're winnable games. But are the Giants winning either of those games? I wouldn't bet on that. The Redskins are at home. Tampa's on the road. I'll say at best they'll win one of those two games and be 1-3. At what point do you make the switch for Jones? Because we talked about it before the season. They could make the move to Jones without Eli really playing bad. It wouldn't even be a matter that Eli's not playing well. It's just a matter the team's not winning.
Right. The team's not winning. He's 38, and I drafted a guy in the top 10.
That's right.
That's it. Here's my answer to this. There is no wrong time to go to Daniel Jones. There's no wrong answer here.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, the only wrong answer is not going to Daniel Jones eventually.
Yep.
But I tell you, you go back to the first half of this game. Aldrick Rosas missing the field goal when they had a chance to make it 21-10.
Yep.
And then T.J. Jones. Give T.J. Jones credit. And he had a hell of a game for the Giants. He had the huge punt return, sets them up, and that's when Ed Oliver.
who, by the way, was all over the backfield last week, too.
He was. He's off to a great start, to his credit.
Yep.
But Ed Oliver.
Keenan Williams' heart.
Yes.
What a surprise.
Ed Oliver.
And he's not playing tonight.
No.
Oh,
no
really?
One's playing tonight.
Of course not. Mosley's not playing. It's a joke. No Donald, no Mosley, no Keenan Williams.
No chance.
But, fortunately for us, Trumaine Johnson's playing.
Oh, thank God.
I'm very happy about that.
What do we do with that?
Darrell Roberts is playing. I think Le'Veon's playing, but he's questionable. He's on a 50-50.
No, he's playing. He's playing.
He's got to
play. I'm actually confident about him playing.
Oh, my God.
But those were the opportunities they had early. Rosas missed field goal, who had a great year last year, and then the interception by Trent Murphy. So they had chances to kind of get back into this game. It's just that. You look at the defense, and I think the combination of youth, of not being good enough, lack of pass rush, and this is where ultimately it's going to fall, maybe at the end of the year, the coaching in James Betcher, they're just not nearly good enough right now.
No question about it. No, you're right. They're just not good
enough. And DeAndre Baker's playing like a rookie. It doesn't mean you give up on him, but he's playing like a rookie.
He doesn't look good.
Talk about giving guys cushion. We were mentioning that last week with Trumaine Johnson.
Right,
DeAndre Baker was giving a hell of a cushion, too, sometimes.
Yep, he was.
To John Brown and all his speed.
No doubt about it.
But you can't write a worse script to start this year in New York football.
Yep.
Local New York football.
Because the Bills are hot.
Right. Forget the Bills. They play in Buffalo.
They actually play better at MetLife Stadium than they do at their own place.
Let's be fair. Buffalo, maybe New York, it's a different country up there, okay?
Of course it is.
It's not the Jets and the Giants.
It's only like about a 6.5-hour drive to get there.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, come on.
It's easier to get to Philly.
Right.
Or Boston.
Much easier.
But you could not have written a worse script to start this football season. We are in the middle of September, and it's over.
It's over.
Yep. I mean, is it not over?
No, it's over.
For everybody.
Of course.
The Jets are done. The Giants are done.
Let's be honest. Barring something that's unforeseen, it's probably the season's over because the Patriots are going to run away, at least run away with the AFC. Maybe the Chiefs have a chance. I'll give the Chiefs I don't see anybody else. Tell me if you see, because maybe I don't. I don't see anybody else in the AFC that can possibly deal with the Patriots. Can you?
I think that
the Chiefs are the only
because
team.
Because of the fact the Ravens have that history against the Patriots,
yeah,
and Lamar has looked so good early on.
He has looked good.
They're a team you kind of put
they also
the
beat
corner.
The Dolphins and the Cardinals.
No, I get it.
And they were hell-bent to beat the Cardinals.
I understand.
At home.
No,
at home.
I get it. Here's the truth. And we say this every year, and we're right every year. The Patriots are the Patriots.
Oh, my God.
And this year, it's scary what they've done over the first 2 weeks.
It's a joke.
And if you just want to dismiss the Dolphins as being the Dolphins, they held the Steelers to 3 points.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
That's what they did to Pittsburgh.
What are you going to do to the Jets next week?
I'm afraid.
62-0?
I mean, could be. Oh, I can't. I can't.
Because you know Bill will run it up on.
Oh.
Bill. Like he ran it up on the Dolphins.
Of
you know
course.
He did.
Of course.
I mean, come
he
on.
Will.
He's not calling the dogs off.
No. A lot of football from week two to discuss. Unfortunately, as entertaining as the games were, to me, the two biggest storylines out of week two would be these two storylines. The quarterbacks being hurt and awful officiating.
Yep. And maybe the end of Adam Vinatieri's career.
Yeah.
He may be announcing his retirement today.
I think that's what's going to happen. Yep. He missed two more extra points yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.